Hey, guys.
All right. Question for Coach.
Your thoughts on that? Being able to get off to the hot shooting start and also hit a couple of threes down the stretch.
That's how we drew it up. We knew that we'd come out and hit a bunch of threes. It feels really good, of course, to watch that ball go through the net as a coach or as a player. And hats off to those guys that stepped up and got us going offensively, especially Devin Robinson. I thought he had a great first half, and he answered the bell. His first game in a while that he hasn't started. Had arguably his best half of the year, so our thoughts and prayers are certainly with him right now. I'm sure you guys have heard, it's just a chest bruise, and we'll go from there. So got it going offensively with made threes, forced some turnovers, of course, and then overall defensively, I thought it was a really solid effort for us.
Is that part of the shots breed energy, which breeds defense, which breeds confidence?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I just think that's part of basketball. Probably more at our level than the next level, because we're younger. You know, we probably don't have the maturity of that next level, you know, the NBA guys. But in college basketball, certainly that ball is going for you, especially at home. It just feeds to other areas positively. And it takes playing a team like Georgia that executes so well offensively. It takes a really good, focused defensive effort, and those few made shots in the first half certainly fed to that defensive effort for us.
Hospital trip for Devin for tests or everything here?
I'm not sure. I'd answer you honestly if I knew. I know it wasn't in the locker room, so that's all I know. I'll be calling Duke or our trainer here in a little bit.
Again, with that energy. You make shots, you come back down, and you're trying to take away the three-point line of today.
Absolutely, especially J.J. Frazier and Kenny Gaines.
And it seemed like they were bouncing around pretty good out there to get to those open threes that maybe you've been giving up in the past.
I thought our focus was terrific on those two guys. Charles Mann, you know, he still finds a way to get 9 points, but did a good job forcing him to go 1-7. Going into the game all week, we talked about the fact that Mann is such a tough cover in terms of getting in the paint and drawing fouls. He's as good as there is in our league at drawing fouls. And we were well aware that, having played these guys, you know, in the past and having scouted him as a sophomore and the numbers from the foul line over the course of his career are unbelievable, really. So we thought that it'd be a little bit easier to control the amount of three-pointers attempted by their two guys that can really, really shoot it. You know, Frazier and Gaines, if you give them any type of space, are just so dangerous from behind the arc. And I thought collectively all of us did a good job on those two guys. You look down, they still get 13 and 12, but those guys are really good players.
Third double-double for Johnny Boone. How big was that for him to kind of battle or
I thought they did a really good job. Georgia did a great job on him defensively, making some adjustments, specifically in their zone, limiting his touches in the first half. I thought our guys did a good job of getting him touches, something that we focused on this week, getting paint touches, getting it to John, trying to get him into a rhythm, trying to get Dodo into rhythm too in the first half. Unfortunately, he didn't get into a great offensive rhythm, but John had a good first half. You know, finished at point blank, you know, with his strength and explosive ability. And then, you know, in the second half, he gets us a few extra possessions on the offensive glass. You know, to get 7 offensive rebounds in a game, you're working. I know he's big and strong and athletic, but he played really hard, and those extra possessions were very important for us.
Another solid outing for Kevon Allen. What's it like to see him starting to get into a good rhythm on offense?
Boy, it's really nice. It's really nice as a staff to see him get going. Gives you confidence. I think offensively, he's given our team a little bit more confidence. And of course, for him, I'm happy for him. He's a great kid. He's worked really hard. He went through a lot of up and downs, like all freshmen do, in the first semester, and he'll have some more downs, you know. Hopefully not too many, but he's been through the freshman stuff like we've talked about, and I'm just happy that he stayed the course. He's shown tremendous character, you know, in the past, whether he's played 12 minutes or 30, and now he's kind of coming into his own a little bit, and he's probably playing as well as most freshmen in our league. I know there's a couple others out there that are outstanding, but Kayvon's been terrific lately.
What has it really taken from him, though, just on the court to really channel his natural scoring ability a little bit?
Well, you know, he's multifaceted. He's not just a driver, and he's not just a spot up shooter, and he's kind of a volume guy, and we need him to be a volume guy. When he's got space in transition, when he's in space, he's got tremendous explosive ability, speed, quickness, change of direction, but he's also got an ability to sprint into shots. He's got an ability to get himself shots on attacking closeouts. So it's really just a little bit of everything for him. He's a tough shot maker. Evidenced by, I want to say it was his last one. It was late clock, maybe against the zone, where we had a tough possession. But at least we got into late clock because we were playing with a lead, and he stepped up and created his own shot for himself. It was a huge shot for us.
Another injury question. I know that Alex Murphy re-aggravated the plantar fascia.
Yeah.
But I saw he was out of the boot today. He had an MRI. Is there any good news, bad news, or what's the situation?
I don't have any news. Do you have any news? I'm sorry, didn't.
Just day to day, I think.
Day to day. I didn't see that he was out of the boot, but thanks for the news. It means he's a little bit closer. You know, he's Alex has been through the ringer. You know, I can't wait for him to get back for him as much as for our team. You know, he deserves to be out there. It's his last go around, and he means a lot to this team, and he really, really cares about him. He wants to do whatever he can to help us. He's an additional assistant coach right now on the bench.
How do you intend to handle the late foul shooting going forward when you have a lead like that and guys are going to hack maybe a KC or Chioza or Kayvon Allen?
Yeah. Boy, I don't know anything other than to continue to get a lot of reps, Kevin. We have shot a lot of free throws, and I think just continue to have faith that the work will pay off. Casey, we were just talking to the staff, it's incredible. If someone deserves to make free throws right now, it's Casey, because I bet he shot 300 of them today. Honestly, I mean, he's been in that gym a ton. He's had days where this week he's had 3 days. He doesn't go in there and get a couple shots. He gets a bunch of shots outside of practice, and then he might come in at night and do it again, you know, practice, and then a couple other times where he's just getting in there with a manager and just getting a ton of shots up. So. You know, I think that we've shown times when we shoot them well, and obviously we want to see more of those times, more times than not.
Anything else? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Just following up on Kevin's question about Casey Hill, he went 8-for-16 tonight. He's a 56% free throw shooter on the season. Do you still have confidence in him in late game foul situations moving forward?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I think Casey. I think Casey will step up and hit big ones for us when need be in big games. I really do. And I do think that there's a difference between being up 2 or 3 and being up 9 or 10. You know, obviously your focus should be the same at all times. It should be. But I think. I think Casey's growing. I think his confidence is improving. And I think there will be times this year that he converts some pressure free throws for us that lead to a win.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks.